I am super excited to have with us today Julie Olson. She is an illustrator who specializes in children's books. Her illustrations have appeared in magazines, games, various children's books, and she finds her passion to create her art from her own three children. She has been an illustrator since 1998, and she's here to talk about creativity and the latest things that she's working on. So welcome, Julie, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So not everybody has creativity, and some moms have it, some moms don't, but I think in general we all hope that our children will have some level of creativity. Can you talk a little bit about why you think it's so important for children to have a creative side?
Yeah, I think a lot of children are kind of born with creativity, and throughout life we suppress that a little bit. So if we can encourage our own children to embrace art, then I think it will help unleash that lifetime of creativity instead of suppressing it later. And not only does art serve as a great expressive outlet for children to get all their feelings and emotions out, but it's also been shown to help with their motor skill and language development and decision making and visual learning, which will just help in their life learning all along.
Right, right. So what do you do with your children to foster that?
Well, you know, each child is an individual and different, and some of my children enjoy actually creating art more than others. However, each of them have their own creative outlets. But as a family, we'll go to museums and we will even just as we're walking along, like when we're taking hikes. We live in the mountains, so we do a lot of hikes and camping and such. And I try to comment on colors and shapes and just appreciating the beautiful art that's naturally in nature,
right,
which a lot of people can do. And then also, I just encourage time to create at home. We will sit down and sometimes create things together as a family. I have my kids make their own birthday cards for friends and family and thank you cards. And we will also enroll them in, like, summer art programs. My daughter starts one next week for 2 weeks, a community little three-hour art program in the morning. And a lot of communities do hold those.
So tell me a little bit about you're participating in the Playtex Beginnings Imagined contest. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be a part of it because from the very first time I found out that I was going to be a mom, you all have these dreams and hopes for what your child's going to be when they grow up and how they're going to turn out. And I think that Playtex itself is trying to help capture those hopes and dreams through this Beginnings Imagine program. And it's an opportunity to win a bespoke illustration, a custom illustration, and a story of what their own child could become that I will create myself for them. And to enter, all they have to do is visit imagined.playtexbaby.com, where they will be asked to answer a few short questions about their child and submit an image, and they will be put in a drawing for a chance to win a custom illustration from me. And all these illustration winners will then be entered for a grand prize drawing of a $5,000 scholarship. So I think it's pretty exciting.
Let me tell you, as a mom who has a couple of kids in college right now, that scholarship money, you gotta love that.
Completely. So I wish I could enter.
So tell me a little bit about your work and the type of illustrations you do. Like, where would we see them?
I've illustrated several books. The first one came out back in 2000, but my most recent is called Discover America, From Sea to Shining Sea. It's a story set to the words of America the Beautiful, so it's a great patriotic book to grab for this summer. It follows a little red balloon across the country through the eyes of the children of America. And more than that, the experience extends online, where I came up with a website where they can launch their own virtual balloon and watch it travel across the country via email, and that's at discoveramericabook.com.
And so tell us again where our moms can go to find out more information about about the contest, the Playtext contest?
Yes. It's imagined.playtextbaby.com. And
okay.
It's really simple.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, when you illustrate, because I think that we read children's books. Where do you get your thought from? Like, do you look at the words and then just try to match up the words? Or, like, a lot of times there's a lot of words on the page, so how do you decide what you're going to draw? That's my question.
Yeah. I think a good picture book, actually, and a good illustration itself tells a story beyond the words. So like these ones I'm creating for Playtext, they will show something, but the words may tell a little bit extra or something different. So they work together in tandem. So when I'm illustrating a book, I try to not only illustrate what's in the words, but add a sub-story to go along with it. In the Discover America book, you know, it's just the words to America the Beautiful. And if I were to just try to illustrate those literally, it may not be as moving or as interesting of a book to a child.
Right.
So I add the sub-story of a little red balloon traveling across the country. And I really just try to channel my inner child and think, well, what would have interested me? And I grew up in a big family where my mom was pretty good at helping each of her kids find their interests and be creative because she limited TV and all of that.
Oh, she was one of those. And you probably were very unhappy with her when you were growing up, but now you probably think, gosh, my mom did the best thing in the world for me by limiting that TV.
Completely.
I want to remind everyone that you can find Julie at jujubeillustrations.com. And Julie, give us the URL for the Playtext Beginnings Imagined contest just one more time.
Yes, imagined.playtextbaby.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And I want to encourage everybody, $5,000 scholarship, that's nothing to sneeze about. And, you know, you may think it's a long way off now. That's what I was thinking. You know, you have your child, and you think, okay, I'm going to put aside $10 a month or $20 a week or, you know, whatever it costs for a cup of coffee. And then you go, I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. Oh, I don't feel like going to the bank this week. And before you know it, your child is 18 going off to college. Take it from me. I have 3 kids in college right now, and you do not even want to know what that check is like that I write every single month. Thank God for the colleges that let you have a monthly payment because, whew, I am definitely on the payment plan with colleges.